Well, hello, stranger. I have no idea who you are in that costume, but it looks really good on you. Shh. Hey, don't say anything. I know what you're going to say. Well, at least I know the most likely choices. Maybe you'll comment that I've been drinking. I do have a drink in my hand, and I'm obviously in a very happy mood. Perhaps you'll compliment me on my Halloween costume. It's basically a slutty, well, pretty much all female costumes are slutty these days, so I guess we don't need to go into much detail. That's okay. I can assure you that I am over 18, so it's not at all inappropriate for you, a slightly older man, to be looking at me. But I think the most likely thing you might say is something silly about thinking that you know me. Like, maybe I'm someone close to you. Maybe I remind you of your sister. I seem to get that a lot. But I'm wearing a mask, see? I could be anyone. In fact, the odds of me being your sister are incredibly low. There are billions of people in the world. What are the odds that the mysterious masked girl at the Halloween party was gonna be your sister? So, I'm not your sister. I'm just some strange girl with a passing resemblance to her. It's not like you look anything like my brother. For one thing, you're wearing a mask. And my brother doesn't have a mask. And that's good enough for me. Oh, hush. See, my fingers are on your lips. That means stop talking and saying something you'll regret. Because if you keep talking, you might just talk yourself out of a blowjob. Oh, that shut you up, didn't it? Maybe because you're so anxious to get a blowjob from the sexy girl at the party. Or maybe because you're shocked for no good reason. It's not like that other girl didn't just give a handjob to that guy on the couch a few minutes ago. It seems like if you put a costume on some people and some booze in their stomachs, then their inhibitions just go away completely. Especially at a party like this. So far away from my home. No one here knows who I am. Even without the costume. And something tells me you're not from around here either. If they see you being given a really good blowjob from the sexy girl, they have no reason to suspect there is anything especially naughty about that. But I would. I kind of want to put on a show tonight. And with you. Even though I obviously have never met you before. also not the only one who was watching those two have fun on the couch. Some others have left to find a quiet corner of the house to have fun in. But I don't see any reason not to stay right here, where people can see us. Now, you can tell me to stop as I sink to my knees in front of you. But you don't have any reason to do so. You're an anonymous boy, and I'm a anonymous girl. And it's just a blowjob in front of people who don't know us and will never see us again. We're in costumes too, which gives us courage. At least it gives me the courage to undo your pants and pull out your cup. Just like every other boy here, you're so hard. It's all the girls dressed like this, I suppose. That and watching the naughty fun others are involved in. Or just maybe it's the thought that you're about to get a blowjob from the girl you've most definitely never met before. You're not my first blowjob. I hope that doesn't disappoint you. Although, it shouldn't really. You have absolutely no reason to be concerned about my virtue being a complete stranger and all. Experience as I bob my cute costumed head up and down on your cock. It's not like I've given a huge amount of blowjobs. I should guess I just have a talent for it. Wouldn't you agree? Oh, look at all of the other people looking at us. Oh, can't you feel their hungry eyes? This is a definite step up from watching that hand job earlier. Or maybe it's that my costume is even sluttier than hers. And I also think I'm way hotter. We're the center of attention at this party right now. What's that? They're cheering for us, encouraging us. Oh, and what was that? Did someone just say we should fuck? How scandalous would that be? The two of us having sex in front of all of these people. Oh, we would never do it without the costumes. No one here knows who we are anyway. But with these costumes on, it's like we're different people. Different people. And not at all two people that most definitely shouldn't be having sex with each other. Let alone doing it in front of a bunch of drunken college kids. Help me to my feet. My very mysterious and not at all familiar Romeo. It's not so easy for me to stand up in these heels. I can hold onto your strong shoulder for leverage. Then I can reach under this ridiculously short skirt and pull down my panties. They're very nice and very sexy. They actually cost more than this entire costume. I'm sure the girl you almost mistook me for would never wear panties like these. Oh, I like the idea of you objectifying me. Seeing me as something sexual. Something for your pleasure. Oh, and not at all. Just an innocent little girl. Now, let me lead you to the couch by your car. I bet our crowd is wondering what we're going to do. A handjob and a blowjob is one thing, but fucking in front of each other? Oh. Oh, they really want to see that. Who doesn't like watching someone put on a show? Especially a sexy one. Full of breaking the taboos of society, such as public sex. But nothing else taboo, of course. And even if it was, none of them would know about it. Now, here's the couch. There's no sign of the naughty thing those other people did before. But I don't think this couch will be so lucky this time. Why are you resisting as I try to pull you down on the couch with me? I guess maybe this is pushing it too far for you. Given that I may remind you of someone else. But I'm not her. She lives far away with her parents, which most definitely are not your parents too. Besides, I'm wearing a mask, so I could be absolutely anyone. You let me suck your cock, so we've already established that your protective thoughts about her don't really apply here. And let's be honest right now, not about everything. There's some things we don't dare say. Especially where people might hear. But you want to fuck me, don't you? You want to do things to the sexy, slutty girl in front of you that you never dreamed of doing to the girl I remind you of. But you can do them now. Right here, right now, in front of all of these people. Maybe the idea of taking me while they are all watching us is exciting to you. Knowing that they can see it all happening, even if they can't see the most important thing about us. Oh, good. You finally decided to sit down next to me. To reward you, I'll spread my legs. You and half the room get a lovely view of my pussy. But only you are close enough to see how wet it is. And only you are close enough to be able to do other things to it. Fun. Naughty things that would be very, very bad if I was the girl you thought I was when you first saw me. Oh, I can lay down on the couch now, flat on my back. I just have to slide to the end of the big couch and jump. My legs a little bit, and then there's room for you to get in between them. Oh, don't hesitate now. Not when all of these strangers are so interested in seeing two other strangers fuck. And we're complete strangers to each other, of course. Even if you keep thinking I look familiar to you. But I'm not her. She's far away from here. And she doesn't wear slutty clothes like this, even for Halloween. She definitely wouldn't be having sex with some strange boy, let alone in front of all of these people. And definitely not with her brother. And you wouldn't have sex with her, would you? But you want to have sex with me. Which means that I can't be her. Which means you should do what you want and give in to your desires and take me. Take me in front of everyone here. Oh, a condom. Well, I guess that means you've made up your mind. But I'm also slightly insulted. Maybe I remind you of her because I'm secretly as innocent as her. As pure as her. It's only the costume. And the alcohol. And you, that makes me this lustful. You won't need to worry about protecting yourself from me. Because this is my first time. Something tells me I don't need to worry about you either. And I definitely don't want there to be even that little barrier between us. If you're worried about something else, don't be. We'll definitely not see each other again after tonight. So, you can just go wild tonight. And as for me, I don't care. I just want your cock in me without anything getting in the way of it. And your cum deep inside of me when we're done. So be a good boy and give me the condom. Good. And then I'll toss it away as carelessly as I did my panties and my inhibitions and soon my virginity. Pull your pants all the way off. They'll only get in the way. And we're way beyond worrying about modesty at this point. We'll leave the rest of my costume on. Partially because I don't want to slow us down anymore by taking it off. But also just because I like how it looks on me. And how it makes me feel. I'm naked where it counts, though. As you and all of these people can see. Some of them can see my pussy right now. And all of them can see your cock. But if you put your cock in me, you can block their view of both. Yes. Get on top of me. There's obviously no reason not to. Every reason to do so. You've been without a girlfriend for a year now. At least you look like the type who has been. Not that I would know, since I know nothing about you. But you definitely look like the type that is nice and hard and looking for a pussy to bury himself in. A pussy like mine. One that is so totally unlike the one your sister presumably has. Although you've never seen it, nor even made an attempt to do so when she was in the shower. Can you feel my heart beating so fast? Your body is over mine. Our chests are touching. Your masked face is right above mine, looking down into my eyes. The mask I'm wearing, it completely obscures my identity, of course. Not that I need to. Not from the strangers around us who will see me for this one night only, and definitely not from you. You don't know me, even if part of you thinks that it does. But you want me. I can feel your cock as you try to press it up against me. Try being the operative word. You always were so clumsy. I mean, I got that from you just from tonight. You seem like a clumsy person. Especially where girls are concerned. But you can do this. Don't think of all of these people watching and cheering. Just think of me. Think of how hot and tight I will be. And how good it will feel to be inside of me. Oh. Oh. There. better. Oh, the tip of your cock is right where it needs to be. Pressed up against my eager little pussy. Despite my nervousness and lack of experience, I open my legs more for you. And the tip moves in just a little bit more. And then you lean forward a little. Putting more pressure. More pressure on where we are touching. And then it's more than touching as I slowly start to open to you. We're so close to doing it. They're all so silent now. They have been cheering, but now they know the moment is near. They don't want to distract themselves from watching when it happens. When you enter me. Well, don't keep them waiting. And most definitely don't keep me waiting. Yes. It's going in deeper. I keep going. It's inside me. That was your cue. They'll start cheering. The moment you drove yourself into me. The moment when my back arched as you buried your cock in me. And it's completely okay that you did it. Because no one you know or could possibly be closely related to is anywhere near this party right now. And they're most definitely not under you. And you are most definitely not inside them. No, fuck me. Let's put on a show for them. But more importantly, let's put on a show for us. Fuck me. Gently at first. I am a virgin after all. But I'm also drunk and horny, so you can speed up already. Just like they want you to. Like you want to. I'm already becoming relaxed around you and under you. But not too relaxed. My pussy squeezes you. Oh, so very tight. But it doesn't stop you from moving in and out of me. It just makes it better. Fuck. This is so good. Better than I ever imagined it would be with you. In the very, very short time that I've known you tonight, of course. Definitely not from somehow knowing you for all of my life or something like that. Because I really have not. We've never met. Even if you can't be 100% sure because of my mask. To keep fucking me. Fuck me even harder now. Please.
Fuck me. Oh, fuck me in a way you'd never fuck the girl that you sometimes seem to think I am. Not that you'd ever do that with her. You wouldn't fuck your little sister. Definitely not like this. Without a condom. In front of all of these people. And you... And you definitely wouldn't risk coming in her. Not your poor, sweet, innocent little sister. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, for no good reason at all. I'm getting even more turned on after I say that. But it's okay. Because I think you are too. Well, at least you're going faster now. Now your body's slapping against mine and driving my body back against the cushions of this couch. Oh, it's such a sweet, sweet rhythm. Oh, if this were a porn video, or if you needed to be at all concerned about impregnating me, this would be where you'd have to worry about pulling out. Because we're so close, we're both so close. I could come and it would be no big deal. But when you come, then so many potential baby makers will be inside of me. You could possibly impregnate me. Oh, you could get me pregnant. It's entirely conceivable, you might say. Oh, but it's okay. Oh, you'll never see me again after tonight. And there's absolutely no worry about getting me pregnant. We're going to come. Oh, and you know it. I know it. Oh, they all know it. And everyone in this room wants it to happen. But no one wants it more than me. So don't overthink it. Don't look too closely at the masked girl's face. Except to watch as pleasure and adoration builds there. As she looks up at your face, and her hands grab your back, and her legs wrap around you. Because we're both about to come. So do it. Come in me. It's okay. It's okay if you want to think of her when you do it. Because I'm not her. And I won't be offended. And as long as I'm the one you come in. Think of her. Think of her. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, we're getting so close. And oh God. Oh God, I'm gonna come. Come in me. Get me pregnant. Oh my God. Fuck me. Fuck me. Come in me. Come in me. Oh my God. I'm gonna come around you.
as much as we did. Oh, and I was right about this couch. There's cum on it now, even though I tried so hard to take it all. And now I've gotta go. It's midnight. And that's when my ride is here. So, like Cinderella, I will have to leave the masked ball. But I'll leave my panties behind. Maybe you'll spend the rest of your life asking girls to try them on to see if they are the perfect fit for them. But of course, you'll never find me, no matter how hard you look. But, there's one more thing. I may have to face the consequences of tonight's action. I will never put you on the spot about it. But maybe that could translate into some understanding for other people in your life. Like, say, if your sister's stomach suddenly started to get bigger, you could think of me and see how easily an innocent girl can fall for a handsome boy, and how things can happen. Things could happen almost exactly the same way for her. You could stand up for her then and take care of her and keep being the best big brother in the world. By doing that, you'll also be looking out for me in a not at all direct way. Now, good night, my Prince Charming, who I'll never ever see again. You can think of me, and I kind of hope you do. Just don't ever go looking for me. Not too hard, at least. And not too close to home. But if you happen to be at a Halloween party in the future, and you see a strangely familiar girl, and I mean familiar because she looks like me, and not like your sister, maybe go up to her, and you might be very pleasantly